your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just for fun, I put on some extra bliss today. I just want to see what happened. I guess you can tell. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly. To USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live 2 hours today from Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dave's producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And today we're going to talk about food. And we're going to try to protect your family from poor nutritional content. And we're going to talk about maximizing your garden. We are really going to help your garden grow today. With us today is USAPrepares.com instructor Lucinda Bailey, TexasReady.net. So, how to get the most out of your garden. Welcome, Lucinda Bailey.
Hi, it's great to be back with you guys, Ben.
I think I overdid the bliss. I'll share some with you when you come to the expo. Hey, Lucinda, I want to tell you this. Before each broadcast, I try to spend a few minutes with our off the air with our producer. What happens is I connect from my studio here at USA Prepares in Missouri, and I connect at exactly 9 o'clock. I mean, to the second. We've got atomic clocks to make sure we're all synchronized. And our producer Dave is about 1,000 miles away, roughly, and he's in his studio in Minnesota. And so we chat for a few minutes, and we talk about the broadcast, and we talk about his thoughts and what he likes, and he gives me his recommendations. And I distinctly remember him saying how much he enjoys having you on the broadcast because of your style, the relevant information, and the usefulness of the information that you present. So what he's saying is when we're done with the broadcast, he's learned something and he can implement what he's learned. So I just wanted to share that with you, Lucinda.
Oh, that's just wonderful. And that's, of course, our goal, is that we want every American family to get better nutrition if they want it. Their own backyard. We want them to eat fresher vegetables. That will double their nutrition right there. Because from picking a vegetable in the field to the plate is at least 10, 14 days. And right there, the nutrition goes to half of what it was the day that you picked it. So
let's say that again.
Okay, there have been nutritional studies done by several universities, University of Pennsylvania, for example, that by the time you pick your vegetables to the time it gets to your plate, generally that's between 10 to 14 days, your nutrition is cut in half because there's a deterioration of the nutritional elements within the plant. So that broccoli that you say, oh, this is very healthy for my kids to eat, if you were to pick it out of your own garden, 25 steps from your kitchen and a half hour before your meal was to be eaten, you would right there double the nutrition at, pennies on the dollar. You can grow these things for a lot cheaper than you can to buy them. So you, for lower cost and better nutrition, you've just helped your family a tremendous way.
So if
it even wasn't for economic issues, it would be worth growing it so that your family could have the very best of the food.
Lucinda, I've mentioned to you that we have right outside our kitchen door, we've got a veranda, and it faces west, and I have these really large pots They're actually cattle mineral supplement and protein supplement tubs. And when the cattle are done with them, we wash them out and we put soil in there, and very rich soil. And I grow tomatoes and basil and really hot peppers, jalapenos and others. And for lunch in the summers, I just go out between the broadcasts, pick some tomatoes and pick some peppers and some basil, wash it. And olive oil and extra virgin olive oil, vinegar, and that's lunch. And
but
I'll tell you what,
great.
I feel great. I really feel great after that. And I do it all summer long. And but to do that, you've got to grow your garden right. So let's talk about that. Do you want to start with seedlings?
Absolutely. Seedlings are going to save us a lot of time and a lot of energy. And you're going to be able to have the seedlings close. Generally, we start these seedlings indoors or in a nursery that we would frequent two or three times a day. But seedlings, you're only going to transplant the very strongest of the seedlings. So right there, you know exactly your spacing and you know the health of your plants. So that's the way I would recommend starting most everything. And things that people have even said aren't so good candidates for the seedling route, your squashes, your cucumbers, watermelon, some of the beans, corn, for example. I've done direct seeding in my trays forever, and I've never had a problem. I'm very tender when I pull that plant out to pop it into my garden, granted. The other thing I like about seedlings is a lot of times these frost dates, especially now, they're in complete transition. And like, for example, where I live right now, my March 15th was my frost date. However, it's been very, very cold. So if I just followed, you know, religiously that frost date, I would have lost my all my garden this year. And I'm sure that that has happened in St. Louis that just enjoyed a nice snowstorm, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is get that farmer's sense about us. We want to be more in tune with our environment. And doing your seedlings, you'll know, yes, check the frost date. If it's any time past that, then go ahead and pop it in if the weather permits. So that's another reason why I think, you know, staying close to our gardens, checking them several times a day is the way to go to get the most out of your garden.
Listen to Bailey, when you talk about staying close to your garden, I think you mean close in several ways. I believe, and tell me if I'm wrong, I believe you mean pay attention to it closely, and also I believe you mean physically have your garden close to, let's say, your back door, so it's not out of sight, not out of mind, too far to water, too far to pay attention to. Isn't that what you're saying?
No, you nailed it. Absolutely. And by having it very close to the kitchen, you're going to be in and out of that garden a couple times a day. You need to walk your garden in the morning and at the night. And I'm all for easy gardening and not spending a lot of time doing repetitive, silly tasks. But I do think it's real critical, especially in survival mode that we're preparing for. We want to know what insects are now in our garden, you know, what's coming up, what isn't working, am I overwatering here, and so forth. And your plants will actually tell you. You'll be able to notice when they're in need of water. You'll notice when they're soggy. And, you know, you'll be able to make minor corrections versus the kind of guy who puts an automatic timer on and, you know, hopes that he's going to have a harvest at the end of 30 days. That won't work.
You're right. And, you know, I was kind of, as you were saying this, I was thinking about Mrs. Spinelli. And, you know, years ago, when we lived on the East Coast, it was really important to have your house look right and your grass trimmed and your shrubs and bushes, you know, all manicured. I mean, that was really important, and to make sure your house was painted properly and maintained and all. Well, now, you know, now we live in the middle of nowhere, and she wants more tires. She wants raised bed tires in our backyard. Now, I know this sounds absolutely horrible, but I'm excited about having these gardens. I'm going to take the Sawzall. I have a Sawzall that will cut through the sidewalls of used tires, you know, tires that have been discarded and ready for the landfill. We're going to take those, and we're going to make raised bed gardens with them. And I'm excited about doing that. So it's, I guess we're now at the point where you do what's important rather than what looks good. Would you agree with that?
Hey, and I think that by having such a raised bed garden, it's going to be gorgeous. You're going to have a nice little black edge. Your foliage is going to, you know, cascade over these tires, and you're producing food for your family. I don't think it could be any better.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. And we have a neighbor who really has a green thumb, and he's been doing this for years. And he is able to grow probably twice as much as his closest competitor because he pays attention to his garden. It's near his door where he spends a lot of time going in and out. And that really is the way to do it. So I'm absolutely in agreement with you. So we're going to start with seedlings. And what do you recommend a beginning gardener start with? What kinds of plants so that they'll have a higher probability of success right out of the gate? What do you recommend we do right now?
Well, I think the summer vegetables are the easier of the two seasons to grow. So right now we are at a perfect place to start. For the beginning gardener, I don't even mind if you go to the box store and you buy plants. Now, next year, you know, we'll encourage you to start from seed. But for the beginning gardener, that is not a problem. I want you to come back with that 18-inch tomato or so forth. Preferably, you'll be doing an heirloom tomato. And a lot of the box stores are now identifying the plants as either heirloom or hybrid. So if you can, get an heirloom plant. That's fantastic. But you can get an heirloom tomato started. You can get a lot of your melons already started. Get a six-pack of those. You can get cucumbers pre-started. Now, cucumbers and melons I consider pretty easy. So if you want to take a little challenge as a beginning gardener, what you do is get about a quart of excellent soil, and you could just make a mound. And then you would put...
Tell you what, Lucinda, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
We'll do it.
And we got no shortage of breaks. We'll be right back. Lucinda Bailey, TexasReady.net, and you can have dinner with her at the Get Prepared Expo, and I'm going to tell you how when we come back.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Hemp USA. USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, a few days ago, I was talking to the freeze-dried guy. He and I are buddies, and we talk pretty much every day. And so last November, we had an expo. Lucinda Bailey was there, and we had some freeze-dried guy food. And Dr. Howard Chain was cooking the food, and there were about 60 of us that had freeze-dried guy meals. Well, this time we decided we were going to have a banquet dinner with freeze-dried guy food. And so the freeze-dried guy is cooking. He's cooking dinner in the kitchen. And so he asked me, he said, Vinny, well, how many did you invite? And I said, well, I invited about 100 instructors. He said, well, that's great, that's great. And about 200 guests. I said, what? So the freeze-dried guy is going to be really busy, really, really busy cooking, and he's delighted to do it. But I think we shocked him at how many people are going to have dinner. Let me tell you what that's going to be like. At the expo, if you would like to have dinner with your favorite instructor or instructors, there'll be about 100 of us there, and all in one room for dinner. Dinner is $6 for a freeze-dried guy chicken and beef entrees. You're going to get both, and a vegetable. And if you want ice cream, freeze-dried guy astronaut ice cream, that would be a dollar extra. So it'd be $7 for the banquet meal if you'd like to join us. But you got to do it soon if you want to buy tickets, because we can only hold about 300 for dinner. And you can have dinner with Lucinda Bailey, because she's going to be at the expo. Lucinda, doesn't that sound like it's going to be fun?
I am looking forward to it. We've done this in the past, but it sounds like this one is going to be even better. It sounds more exciting. I think more people are coming in terms of instructors, and the location just sounds great.
Oh, yeah. You know, I made a critical error. We have a 700-seat theater for seminars, and then we have three seminar rooms that'll hold between 125 and, let's say, 150 people each. And then we have a seminar area in the downstairs lobby. So I thought, okay, we can do this. We can have four seminars at a time. And then I realized we had more seminars than that. And then it was five seminars at a time. And now it's up to six seminars. It looks like we're going to have 80 seminars at the expo.
That is wonderful, Vince. A lot of knowledge is going to be available there. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm all excited about that. And Lucinda, you're going to be presenting two seminars. One of them is about tomatoes. You want to tell us a little bit about the 2X Tomato Seminar?
You bet. I want to teach people how to grow twice the amount of heirloom tomatoes that they can presently achieve. And there's some very interesting techniques. I don't want to give the seminar away, but it's really going to be a shocker. And I was able to present this very same seminar at the Texas Organic Farmers and Growers Association at their state convention. So that was like a, kind of a trial run, and I figured if the professionals were happy, everybody in Missouri will love it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And then what's the other seminar?
The other seminar is for those that are just getting going. I'm going to teach you how to grow 2,000 pounds of food in your own backyard. And that'll go a long way to taking that fear of what am I going to have my family eat if there is an economic downturn. We're going to take that issue right off the table.
Love it. Love it. And, you know, so many of us are concerned about the pathogens in our food, the insecticides in our food, and we can remove those from the equation if we grow our own, because we won't be putting pesticides, and we will be watching the conditions in which we grow our food. So I think that's great. We won't be fertilizing with industrial waste and water and sewage in our gardens. I know we're not going to be doing that. So I'm really looking forward to that. So let's talk about the planting tips that you were telling us about just before we went into the break.
Well, I was saying that a beginning gardener, even if their soil isn't all wonderful, they can get about a quart worth of good soil. They could make a mound, and in it they would plant 4 to 5 seeds from cucumber or a melon, okay? And then they might want 3 or so of these mounds, separating them by 5 or 6 feet. Up will come the seedlings, and you will thin out to 3 of your top vines. That's all you need. And the dirt is fantastic where the roots are going to be. And this is exactly how I started on really a brick. I was growing on caliche clay, baked caliche clay. And I did no money to get any kind of good soil in. So this was the quickest and easiest way. So for a beginner, you can do this as well. So
I love it. Love it. Let's talk more about this tip when we come back. Beginning gardening. Lucinda Bailey. TexasReady.net.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. Oh,
God, you're.
Take my. You go.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I was thinking about our neighbor, who really, really grows great gardens. And he uses these mounds that you're talking about for his melons, and they really work, Lucinda. No kidding.
Yep, they do. And that means that it takes a lot of the work out. You don't have to have the whole 10-foot by 20-foot bed all, you know, with fantastic soil. So this gets you an early jump on it. But there's some other things, Vince, that we can do to maximize our garden use. And one of them is we can begin to eat a little differently. We are pretty pampered here in America. We would never consider using the cabbage leaves that have a little brown streak on them for our food. But I'm submitting to you that that's exactly what we need to start practicing. Cut the yellow streak off and use the rest of it for your coleslaw. There's many other techniques. You can even eat the leaves from your sweet potatoes or your peas. Chop them up. You're not going to make a whole salad of it, of course, but you could add it too. You can begin getting your family used to eating in these new ways. So that's what I'm recommending glad you said that. For those that are, yeah.
I'm glad you said that, and I'll tell you why. My mom eats like that, and she's almost 90. I mean, she's just, very shortly she'll be 90 years old. And her brother and sister were younger than she, and they died, and they did not eat the way my mom does. My mom eats all kinds of greens, and she eats very, very healthy. And I can tell you that if we looked at my mom and her brother and her sister as an experiment, you can prove that healthy choices and a healthy lifestyle certainly contributes to living longer and living better. No kidding. So, yeah, I mean, my mom would make broccoli, and she would save the water and put it in the refrigerator and drink the broccoli water from cooking broccoli as a beverage.
Yeah, that's where all the nutrition has gone, and no sense in wasting it. Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we eat differently, and that's what I do with the tomatoes. If there's one that has a spot on it, I don't discard it. I cut the bad spot off and eat the rest of it. I mean, I certainly don't eat defective tomatoes that would make me sick. But little spots here and there, you just take them off. Now think about ketchup, class. Do you think the tomatoes that went into your ketchup were absolutely perfect and didn't have spots on them? How about tomato soup? How about any kind of canned soup, right? Yeah. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. And there are actually some breeds of heirloom tomatoes that the shoulders or the tops of the tomatoes, genetically, they are going to crack. They're not going to look as pleasing as that perfect thing that we buy at Kroger's or whatever. But I tell America they need to get over it and begin eating more nutritiously, not based on looks so much. And I think as we begin to make that transition and we introduce more of the kind of food that we'll be, eating if the economy goes completely south, that's going to help our kids make that transition because they're accustomed to eating the way they should be in the first place.
Let's talk about growing collards. That seems to be something that the South likes. Tell us what they are and why we should eat them.
Well, collards produce a lot of vitamin A and vitamin C. They're very high in nutrition and other trace minerals and so forth. They're a pretty easy kissing cousin of cabbage to grow. But what's very interesting is Texas Ready, not only are we nutritionally based in our seed selection, but we're always looking for the best breeds that are going to do pretty amazing things. And we happened upon a breed which will remain proprietary. But this particular breed will grow up to 3 years. And the longer you pick the collards, more tender the collards get. Collards are a little bit like a mustard leaf, a little bit like a cabbage leaf, and they're generally used the same way, just like greens would be steamed or added to soups and that kind of thing. But you can actually grow these collards for 36 months. They become about 6 foot tall, and it's amazing. It looks like a giant stalk by the time it gets that old. But, traditional gardening, you would pull the collards out at the end of the season, and I'm just saying, hey, that's kind of wasteful. Let's not do that. Let's maximize the harvest. And so those are some little techniques that I would be training people to do.
Listen to Bailey. You're not just someone who sells seeds. You're someone who grows seeds and experiments with seeds and helps develop the best varieties for both vigor, nutrition, yield, success, growth. What do your customers want from you? I mean, when they call you, what are they asking you for?
I think they're asking for a solution to the food crisis. I think they're asking for a solution to feed their family in the future. And that's really why Texas Ready was established. The first thing, Vince, is we solved that problem for my family and for my business partner's family. And we took the fear right out of the equation. And it took me about 4 months. And I was, very accustomed to growing. But I thought, oh, you can just go out and get these seeds at the feed store, or, you know, get online. Surely someone's put together a nutritionally based kit. I couldn't find anything that would be adequate. I found a few that had 20 or 30 varieties. But in the day of economic collapse, that's not going to be enough, because nobody's going to want to hear, oh, beans again for dinner. And I don't want that, and any of my customers, you know, I don't want them to have to do that either. So that's why we've put a lot of variety, nutritional choices, things that will utilize every day of your growing bandwidth. So we had to have breeds that could actually function far into the winter, which we've been successful in providing in our kits. There's a kale, for example, that doesn't mind growing in 6 inches of snow. Can you believe that? That's just craziness. But, we've got, and we want, when it comes to providing food during crisis times, I know I'm going to be giving food to my neighbors. So I'm planning for that. I have shirt-tail relatives that, while they think I'm a little crazy to be preparing for an economic collapse, they'll be the first ones at the ranch. We all have those, you know. But they'll be the first ones there. And so I'm just, all right, I know you guys are coming, so I'm going to make sure that we've got plenty of food for them as well. And so in our seed kits, which are geared for how many people are going to be on your doorstep in the event of a crisis, we don't want you putting in a four-person garden, but yet 8 more people show up. Then all 12 of you are going to starve equally. So we want to make sure that you've got plenty of seeds. In addition to that, some of these seeds only come up every 2 years. Or produce seeds every 2 years, which means you don't plant every cabbage seed in your kit, because otherwise you're going to have a year where you don't have cabbage. I don't think that's what you want. So my recommendation, and I have divided out in my kits, I've divided out proportionately year one, year two, and I have a backup. So we've got everything capsulized in medical grade capsules. So our people already have the seeds counted out. So we're trying to be very helpful to our customers. Another thing we offer at Texas Ready, which I don't think anybody else is doing, is that we say we don't mind telephone calls or emails to help you get through, beginning gardening questions. Now, if these are just, you know, give me all your knowledge, we're going to direct you to a book to make it easier for both of us. But I've had people call me up, is this a good bug? And they describe it. They send me a text message with a picture of it. I go, no, that one we got to do something about. And then I'm able to give them in 5 or 10 minutes 3 or 4 organic solutions. And believe me, I know we can kill these things off with 7 dust. But that's not the point. You're not going to have 7 dust if the economy collapses. I don't use that stuff. I grow organically. But beyond that, I want to train people. You know, we're going to have to be real. And by that I mean is, you should start as much as possible growing with heirlooms. Heirloom seeds are not as productive as hybrids. There is a reason that hybrids were created. Hybrids are fantastic if we didn't have an economy that is likely to collapse. But because we have that looming on the horizon, then we've got to go to the heirlooms. The heirlooms taste better. Their skins are thinner. So consequently, they are not used to send produce to our grocery store. But they're fantastic for the backyard gardener. If the gardener is experienced enough and wise enough to know that they're not going to get a 6-inch bell pepper, they're going to get something about half the size. So if you've been using hybrids, which are easier to grow, and they're a little stronger than the heirlooms in most cases, vigor-wise, if you've been used to putting in 10 pepper plants, well, that's not a realistic number in the event of survival. You may have to do 25 pepper plants that are heirloom in order to get the same amount of produce at the end of the harvest. That's why it's critical for us to know how much space is it going to take, how much energy is it going to take to get the annual food production that our families are going to be needing. So that's another reason why I want people to start practicing right now, growing their garden, getting their skill set up. See, the first couple years, it's not uncommon to have complete crop failure as you're preparing and learning how to garden. Now, I try to take most of that, you know, frustration out, but it's not possible to take it all out. There's a learning curve. It's a steep learning curve. We would rather have you in times of a little bit more security and peace to be learning those gardening skills that you will be needing for the future. And so I'm encouraging everybody, don't just stick your heirloom seed bank on your kitchen shelf or your by your go bag or your first aid kit. Start using those seeds. Start practicing. Start building up your knowledge of how these things actually work. The timing, the strength of the plants, what plants like each other. Believe it or not, they're actually plants that send out pheromones. Like, I don't put fennel near anybody. It is a bad boy. It goes in the corner all the time. But other plants like carrots and basil and tomatoes, they all work well together. Their pheromones cooperate, and one will drive bugs off of another. It's an amazing system. And so these are some things that an intermediate garden needs to start practicing. An intermediate gardener should start practicing with.
Lucinda Bailey, TexasReady.net. And we come back. I'd like to tell you a little story about a meetup we had, and we're talking about hybrids versus heirloom seeds and what to plant and when. And we'll get Lucinda's opinion on it when we come back. This is USAPrepares.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month while supplies last. Prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey.
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Cindy Bailey's with us. And we're talking about gardening. And her company, TexasReady.net. She's been to two expos. This will be her third expo. She's going to be presenting two seminars. And I'll tell you what, everybody loves her seminars. I'm not kidding. And her seeds grow. And I want to tell you about these coffee mugs first. We just got the shipment of USAPrepares.com coffee mugs. I've got one in the studio. It says USA Prepares in white on one side. They're black ceramic coffee mugs. On the other side, there's a Genesis Communications Network logo. And if you'd like to come to the expo, we'll have these coffee mugs available. They're about $7 a piece, $7 and change. And with tax, it'll be about $8. And what'll happen is, if you decide you want them, we will fill them up with coffee for the entire weekend. So actually, instead of buying coffee for $2 a cup, which is what the concession stands normally charge, we decided we can't have that. There's no way we can have that. So we're going to fill up these coffee mugs. We didn't want to have cups all over as trash. So we decided, okay, let's do the coffee mugs, and we'll fill them up for the entire weekend. So we're going to do that. And we did it last time, and it was a big hit. And but now we have... We have the three versions. One is USA Prepares with KWTO, the afternoon broadcast. One with USAPrepares.com and the Rooster Big Country 99. That's an affiliate of Genesis. They pick up our broadcast in the evenings. And then there's USAPrepares.com, GCN, Genesis. So you can collect all three if you'd like. And they'll be available at the Get Prepared Expo. So here's what I wanted to tell you, Lucinda Bailey. At a meetup, sometimes we have some lively discussions, and one of the guys at the meetup mentioned, I think you should grow the heirloom seeds. I'm sorry, you should grow the hybrid seeds now and save your heirloom seeds for later. And I heard him say that, and normally I don't. I'm semi-reserved, but not then. Not then. I said, no, absolutely not. Forget the hybrid seeds. Don't even waste your time with them. You need to start learning how to grow heirloom seeds right now so you know how they work. You know what works. You know how to save the seeds. Don't waste any time with hybrid seeds. Go right to the heirloom seeds right now. And that was a discussion we had last summer. What are your thoughts on that? Was I correct or incorrect?
I like your thinking, Vince, and here's the reason why. Let's suppose I had a backyard and I put watermelons there. I got a decent crop. Mm-hmm. I had 20 watermelons, but I want to breed my future generations of watermelon to be sweet. Therefore, I'm going to take 100 seed from three of my very sweetest watermelons. That means 17 melons I just let go by the wayside, but I'm collecting seeds off of three. I need three for the biodiversity and so forth. I don't want to get my seed stuff inbred. So therefore, now my next year's watermelons will be, guess what, sweeter than the ones I put in that year. And over time, and it doesn't take a lot of time, but three or four gardens, your seeds, your heirloom seeds, are going to acclimate to your weather patterns, your microenvironments, and so forth, and you're going to have much better seeds than the guy who has it sticking in the pantry. And he won't even know how seeds are going to be responsive to the soil and the conditions, and he's got a lot of other issues to deal with. But you've been practicing, so at least you have that gardening part under your belt. You're confident, you're secure, your kids are happy. So that's what I would do, is get busy with your own heirloom seed kits. Now, if you screw up completely, in our kits we have a backup plan. We've given you twice the amount of seed that you really would need, and so it shouldn't happen to you. Well, let's say, you know, you did. You wasted all your collard seeds or whatever. Well, now's the time. You can order separate collard seeds from white harvest seeds, for example, and get what you need if you really mess up. But I don't think you're going to mess up. I think you're going to begin small, learn well, and add to your knowledge, add more tools to your gardening tool belt, and you're going to be a success. And that's what we want all of our listeners to be, is successes in the backyard.
Well, Lucinda, you're coming a couple thousand miles, I guess, to be to Get Prepared Expo. You looking forward to it?
I am so excited. This is a place where I'm going to become more informed. I'm going to get the latest in technologies that are available for the preppers and the homesteaders. There's no other place on earth that I would be but at this expo event.
I love it. I love it. Lucinda Bailey, TexasReady.net. USAPrepares.com instructor. Class, coming up next, Julia Shopik, Honest Medicine. Honest Medicine right after the top of the hour news and break for hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We'll be back.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.